Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Keeping His Testimonies. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 119, verses 1 to 3. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. I have just read from the King James Version. Clara once led a young man to Christ. During one of their conversations, he confessed something shocking. He had been part of a group of boys who once planned to drug and assault her. Though the act never happened, hearing this stirred deep anger and hatred in her heart toward the one who initiated the plan. For a moment, she struggled internally. The hurt was real, and the offense felt justified. Yet she knew she could not allow hatred to remain in her heart. She understood that doing so would violate the command of Christ. This was not just about her emotions, it was about her relationship with the Lord. Jesus commands us to love God, love one another, and even love our enemies. Matthew 5:44, John 13:34. Clara knew she had to choose obedience over feelings. In today's passage, we see two important expressions: the law of the Lord and his testimonies. The psalmist explains that those who seek the Lord with their whole heart receive his testimonies. These testimonies often come as specific instructions that guide us into victory. We walk in his law, but we keep his testimonies. In the New Covenant, walking in his law means walking in the Spirit. Keeping his testimonies means obeying specific instructions he gives as we seek him. You keep his testimonies by obeying his instructions to you. For example, he may instruct you to stay away from social media for a season in your life, and he would usually make you understand the reason why. Keeping his testimonies is the secret to walking above iniquity and overcoming in life. But this is only possible when we first walk in his law, the law of the Spirit, which flows from relationship with him rather than mere regulation. Go into today seeking the Lord with your whole heart. Be willing to obey his instructions, even when they challenge your emotions. In doing so, you will walk in victory and remain undefiled in your way. Prayer. Lord, help me to walk in your ways and to keep your testimonies. Give me the grace to obey your instructions and to live above iniquity. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 18 to 20. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.